بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون.
Verse number 34. And I would make doors for their houses and give them elevated seats to recline on, as a trial and to gradually lead them into destruction.
وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين.
Verse number 35. I would also give them gold. All that is only the temporary enjoyment of the world. Its benefit is little, because of its ultimate extinction. However, O Messenger, the bounties of the afterlife are better according to your Lord, for those who are mindful of Him, by fulfilling His commands and refrain from that which He has prohibited.
وَمَن يَعْشُ عَن ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ.
Verse number 36. And whoever turns away from this Qur'an that was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, I shall set a Satan upon him, who will lure him with falsehood and lead him astray. It will remain with him wherever he goes.
وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
Verse number 37. Indeed, these Satan companions, who have been set upon those who turn away from the Qur'an, prevent them from the religion of Allah. They are unable to fulfill His commands and refrain from things He has not allowed. They think that they are guided to the truth, and so they do not repent from their deviance.
حتى إذا جاءنا قال يا ليت بيني وبينك بعد المشرقين فبئس القرين.
Verse number 38. Until when the one who turns away from the remembrance of Allah will come to him on the day of judgment, he will longingly say, O companion, if only there had been the distance of the east and west between you and I, you are such a disgraceful companion.
وَلَن يَنفَعَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ إِذْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ.
Verse number 39. Allah will say to the disbelievers on the Day of Judgment, after you have oppressed yourselves by ascribing partners to me and committing sins, your sharing the punishment will not benefit you in the slightest today, despite you accompanying each other in disbelief and committing sins in the world.
أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ أَوْ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيَ وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Verse number 40. Indeed, these people are deaf from hearing the truth and blind from seeing, O Messenger. Are you then capable of making the deaf hear, guiding the blind, or guiding the one clearly astray from the straight path?
فَإِمَّا نَذْهَبَنَّ بِكَ فَإِنَّا مِنْهُمْ مُنْتَقِمُونَ.
Verse number 41. If I was to take you away by causing you to die before I punish them, I would be taking retribution from them by punishing them in the world and the hereafter.
أَوْ نُرِيَنَّكَ الَّذِي وَعَدْنَاهُمْ فَإِنَّا عَلَيْهِمْ مُقْتَدِرُونَ.
Verse number 42. Or if I was to show you some of the punishment I have prepared for them, indeed, I possess the capability over them, and they cannot overpower me in the slightest.
فاستمسك بالذي أوحي إليك إنك على صراط مستقيم.
Verse number 43. So, O Messenger, hold fast to whatever your Lord has revealed to you and practice it. You are upon the path of truth, in which there is no uncertainty.
وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ.
Verse number 44. And indeed, this Quran is an honor for you and your nation. You shall soon be questioned on the Day of Judgment regarding bringing faith in it, following its guidance and calling towards it.
وَاسْأَلْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا أَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ آلِهَةً يُعْبَدُونَ.
Verse number 45. O Messenger, ask those messengers I sent before you, did Allah make deities that were to be worshipped instead of the merciful?
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 46. Verily, I sent Musa with my signs to Pharaoh and the leaders from his people. He said to them, Indeed, I am the messenger of the Lord of all creation.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَضْحَكُونَ.
Verse number 47. Then when he brought my signs to them, they began to laugh at them mockingly. Beneficial points. 1. Turning away from the Quran is dangerous. 2. It is obligatory to hold fast to the revelation that was revealed upon the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. 3. The Quran is an honor for the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and his nation. 4. All the divine messages from Allah coincided in rejecting ascribing partners with Allah. 5. Mocking the truth is a trait from the traits of disbelief.
وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Verse number 48. I showed Pharaoh and his leaders proof after proof to establish the authenticity of Musa's message. Each proof was greater in magnitude than the previous one. I seized them with the punishment in the world, in the hope that they turn away from the disbelief they were in, but to no avail.
وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ إِنَّنَا لَمُهْتَدُونَ.
Verse number 49. So when some of the punishment came upon them, they said to Musa, peace be upon him, O sorcerer, pray to your Lord for us making him to remove this punishment, just as he said he would if we believed. If it is removed from us, we will be guided to the truth.
فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ.
Verse number 50. Then, when I removed the punishment from them, they began breaking their covenant and not fulfilling it.
وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ.
Verse number 51. Pharaoh called out among his people, bragging about his kingdom, O my people, do I not own the country of Egypt and these rivers that flow beneath my palaces? Do you not see my kingdom and recognize my greatness?
أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ.
Verse number 52. Therefore, I am better than the weak, runaway Musa who cannot even speak well.
فلولا ألقي عليه أسورة من ذهب أو جاء معه الملائكة مقترنين.
Verse number 53. Why did Allah who sent him not throw down golden bracelets on him, so that it becomes clear that he is his messenger? Or why did the angels not come with him, following one another?
فاستخف قومه فأطاعوه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين.
Verse number 54. So Fir'aun duped his people, and they followed him in deviance. Indeed, they were a nation that came away from the obedience of Allah.
فلما آسفونا انتقمنا منهم فأغرقناهم أجمعين.
Verse number 55. Then, when they angered me by continuing upon disbelief, I took retribution from them and drowned them all.
فجعلناهم سلفا ومثلا للآخرين.
Verse number 56. So I made Fir'aun and his people an example for those who did actions like theirs, that they would perish just like they did. I also made them a lesson for those who take heed, so that they do not do the same actions as theirs, and are then afflicted with whatever came upon them.
ولما ضرب ابن مريم مثلا إذا قومك منه يصدون.
Verse number 57. When the idolaters thought that the Jesus the Christians worshipped was included in the statement of Allah, the Exalted, indeed you disbelievers, and what you worship other than Allah, are the firewood of hell. You will be coming to enter it, and Allah had prohibited worshipping him, just like he had prohibited the worship of idols. Your people, O Messenger, began persisting in argument, saying, we are pleased that our idols are of the same status as Jesus. So Allah revealed refuting them, indeed those for whom the best reward has proceeded from me, they are from it far removed.
وَقَالُوا أَآلِهَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُوْ مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ خَصِمُونَ.
Verse number 58. And they say, are our deities better, or is Jesus better? Ibn Zibara and others did not draw up this comparison in love of hope in reaching the truth, rather in love of argumentation. They are a nation quarrelsome in nature.
إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل.
Verse number 59. Jesus the son of Maryam is nothing but a servant from the servants of Allah, whom he favored with messengership and made him an example for the Israelites. They can use him as a proof of the power of Allah, because he created him without a father, just like he created Adam without parents.
وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخْلُفُونَ.
Verse number 60. O children of Adam, if I wish to destroy you and make the angels succeed you on earth in your place, they would worship me and not ascribe partners with me at all. Beneficial points. 1. Breaking covenants is from the traits of the disbelievers. 2. The wrongdoer is dim-witted. Whoever wants to lead him astray can do so. 3. Earning the anger of Allah will inevitably result in loss. 4. The people of deviance strive to distort the meanings of the Quranic text to suit their desires.